I worked with Frank Fascino on his book, The Braxton County Monster, cover for the Flatwoods Monster Reveal, happened
right.
1252. And the kicker is that some people complained. You talk about dogfights between military planes and UFOs. And I had to, we did a lot of looking, and we found loads of instances of such dogfights. And what we also found, to my surprise, believe it or not, was that orders were issued to military pilots if to shoot down UFOs if they don't land when instructed to do so. This is in the summer of 52. Think about that for a minute.
Oh, I've thought a lot about that.
Now, there's another quote that we found. General Roger Ramey stated that we have scrambled jets after UFOs. Hundreds of times. He didn't say a few or several.
Hundreds of times.
Now, in addition to this, I have on 7 different occasions heard from people quietly, nobody was looking for publicity on this, of situations in which more than one airplane went up after UFOs and fewer came down.
We definitely go. Are you telling me that military pilots have been lost?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, in 52, there was an unbelievable number of military aircraft crashes, including, and this one shook me up, there were 3 pilots who'd fought in Korea, where they were being chased by MiGs, you know?
Yes.
Came back. They did over 100 missions over there. Must be pretty good pilots, don't you think?
Excellent.
And they came back and crashed. 3 different ones. There were reports of planes that, quote, disintegrated, whatever that's supposed to mean, and planes that, quote, disappeared.
It means exactly that. Chief, where to begin? Back up a little bit. Where have there been reports of planes disintegrating?
In the United States, eastern part of the country, in the summer of 52, 53.
Disintegrating.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just a little article in the New York Times. It's crazy. And so we followed this up, and we went back to the old books, Kehoe's books and Wilkins' book and even Ruppelt's. And it's clear that there were indeed battles between fighters and UFOs. And Frank tells the story in the book, and there's a new edition being put together as we speak. I wrote the foreword and the epilogue to the Braxton County Monster cover up, the Flatwoods Monster Reveal. It's listed on my website. Yeah,
with regard to dogfights, is there actual, I don't know, any paper on the radio transmissions that occurred or what, I mean, how's it documented?
Well, I'll give you one example of a guy who managed to live to tell the tale. This guy is a lawyer now. He's 78. He was a Navy pilot. He was on duty, and the radar people at another base instructed him to, you know, there was a scramble. Dashed to his airplane, took off, got up to 20,000 feet. They had vectored him in, told him what direction to go, you know, and so forth. He sees this UFO down below, bright light. And then he watches as it comes up to his 20,000 feet altitude, and then it's coming straight at him. He presses the trigger. I don't know whether you pull it or push it on his guns, and nothing happens. There was a bright light coming from this thing, and I said, "That's probably why you're alive, isn't it?" Somebody had forgotten the plane wasn't loaded with ammunition; it had been sitting out on the
tarmac.
Then he was interrogated for several hours after that, nobody doubting what he was saying, but wanting the details, you know, what direction and how fast did it move and, you know, all the kind of stuff that...
Do you recall any of that?
Yeah, he spent hours with these guys. And so that one I happened to talk to, and I've talked to others who... One guy was at Andrews Air Force Base in the middle of that fuss in 52, where... 2 pilots went up, 1 came back, and the guy was just ashen-faced, and all he could say was he went straight up. The other plane never came back, and they put out a story. It must have crashed into the ocean. Too bad.
So only 1 pilot came back?
Yeah. 2 went up, 1 came back.
Now, and again, the story of the one who didn't? He went straight up?
I think the guy was talking about the UFO went straight up.
Oh, well, what happened to the other guy?
Who knows? We don't know. And now, people may think, hey, this is science fiction. Well, let me point out that in the year 2001, the military had a conference where they had relatives of 166 men who were lost in reconnaissance flights over the Soviet Union, China, and Korea, where nothing had been said in public for 40 years.